Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hello.
What's going on?
A little surprise. Did you have anything planned for tonight?
Well, yeah, I was going to watch the NC2A tournament. Why?
Well, remember when we first started going out and every once in a while we just put everything else aside and just spend a quiet, romantic evening together?
Yeah.
And we'd take the phone off the hook and get all dressed up and start off with a beautiful dinner?
I'm going to have to change, aren't I?
I thought it was time to do that again. I thought we would celebrate the fact that football season is finally over with and now we have a little time for each other.
Well, Christine, I always try to make time for each other. I mean, remember that time we had the practice in the morning and practice in the afternoon and I came home for lunch?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, geez, honey, come on. I know I've been busy this year. It's my first year in the pros. I felt like I needed to be there all the time, but look, I gotta tell you, you mean much, much more to me than any game ever could. I've got an idea. Why don't you go put on that perfume I got you for Christmas? I love that on you.
I will be right back.
Left side, jumper by Ornos from 18 feet, no good. Rebound comes back to Ornos, and he knocks down the jumper for three. Ornos with the jumper.
Champagne?
That game last night, huh?
Well, to tell you the truth, Luth, I only listened to the first half. Christine and I were kind of having a romantic evening.
The finals of the NCAA tournament and you only listened to the first half? How could you do that?
The wire didn't reach into the bedroom.
Hey, you gotta look at this. I got this magazine. It's called The Bargain Hunter. It's geared towards today's discerning, cost-conscious consumer.
You mean cheap people?
I'm not cheap.
Well, where'd you buy it?
I didn't buy it. I saw some guy reading it at the diner and just followed it until he threw it away.
Hey,
Doc.
Hey, Doc.
How's it going?
Lousy. My car died for the last time last night. That's it. I'm going to get a new one.
Hey! Boy, are you in luck. I got just the thing for you. Here. I saw it here just a while ago. Look at that. Look at it.
The great mail truck giveaway?
Yeah. You can actually buy a used mail truck for like $200.
They don't have any doors.
No, why? It makes it easier to get in now.
I think it's time that I get my first brand new car. I'm making a living now. I'm a professional football coach. I should have a nice car.
Hey, you know something, Darby? You were right. And I'm not doing anything this morning. I would love to go car shopping with you.
Thanks, Coach, but I can do this by myself.
No, I mean it. Dara, come on, you and me together, come on, let's go.
No, that's okay, Coach.
Yeah, well, I want to help.
Well, you always want to help me, and I appreciate it most of the time, but I'm just buying a car. People buy them every day.
But buying a new car is a difficult proposition. Even smart people get taken advantage of.
Oh, so what chance does a dope like me have?
Exactly.
I'll have you know that I've been reading all the consumer magazines about this. I've been sent away for a list that has dealer costs on it, so I know what the markup is. I'm totally ready for this. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go buy myself a new car, and I don't need anybody's help. Hey, could one of you guys drop me off?
Good morning.
Hello?
Eldon Neal, sales associate.
Michael Dubinsky, well-prepared shopper.
Nice to meet you, Michael. I see you're looking at the new Practica.
Who said I was looking?
I'm sorry, I just happened to notice that you were facing that car and your eyes were directed towards it. Didn't mean to imply you were looking.
Okay, I was looking. I am looking, but I've done my homework. I know exactly what I want, and I won't let you talk me into anything else.
It's great, makes it easier for me.
I'm interested in the Practica.
That's a great car. It's comfortable and reliable.
I know.
We'd both be very happy if you walked out of here with a brand new Practica. Chris Michael, I'm worried that you might not be open to something else that might make you happier. For example, for just a little bit more a month, I can get you into a radio.
I don't believe this. I just told you what I wanted to do, and you completely ignored me. What, do you think I'm a chum?
Not at all, sir. I just happen to believe in our products.
Oh, boy, are you a sleazebag. I'm out of here.
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
Oh, no, there's not a problem because I'm leaving.
Please, sir, wait. Before you leave, maybe we could talk about this. I'm Jean Brandao, the new sales manager.
Michael Dubinsky.
Michael, could I just have a minute of your time? Look, I was transferred here about 2 months ago because the company had received some complaints about some of the salesmen. I have tried to retrain these guys and get rid of the sleaze factor around here. I thought I had done a good job, but obviously I haven't. I'm sorry.
At least you're trying to do something.
Trying is the operative word. I swear, some of these guys are beyond help. Listen, I understand you wanted to get out of here and go somewhere else. You're obviously a professional, successful man. Probably buy a new car every few years, am I right?
Right.
Well then, I hope maybe next time you'll give us another chance.
I will. Thanks. Jean? This is silly. Since I knew what I wanted when I came in here, can I just stay here and look at the practical by myself? Can you keep that Eldon guy away from me?
I'll stay here with you and stand guard.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Max. Not many guys belong in a Latoura, but I always thought you did.
Thanks, Jean. You made it possible.
Let me see you behind the wheel. I'm sending this back to the guys at the plant. And I'm keeping this one for myself. So, how about that Practica?
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
We sell so many of these. I mean, this is a car that anyone can drive, from kids to old ladies, anybody in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's economical, it's safe, and it's surprisingly zippy.
Zippy, right. So, not many guys belong in a Latoura, huh?
Well, the Latoura is a very special kind of car for a special kind of person.
Right. What kind of person?
Let me put it to you this way. Cars are a reflection of their owner's personalities. Now, the Latoura says assertive, confident, powerful.
Interesting. So, how would you describe the Practica?
It's a hatchback. Hardworking, steady, basic, but it gets the job done. Why don't you hop in?
Okay.
It's a neat little car. People really like these. In fact, last week, I sold three of these.
To who?
Two were to families, and the other was a nun. So, what do you think? Do you want to go for a test drive?
Yes, I do. Could I test drive the Latoura?
The Latoura?
Yeah, the Latoura. Why is that so hard to believe?
Oh, it's not hard to believe at all. In fact, I was a bit surprised that a man like you was interested in this car.
Oh, I wasn't really interested in this. I just wanted to take a quick look. I think the Latoura is much more me.
Hmm. Well, then why don't you go right over to the Latoura, get a feel for it, and I'll go get the keys.
Thanks, Jean.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I think so.
Everybody, this is Michael Dubinsky, and he's taking the Latoura out for a test drive.
Hey, Dob, you might want to check with the security guard.
Yeah, somebody parked your brand new red Latoura in your parking spot.
I know.
Whose is it?
Mine.
That's your car?
You like it?
Oh, it's no mail truck, but yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, I'll tell you what's amazing. It's amazing. I thought you could handle buying a car like an adult.
I did.
Dobber, you just bought a car I can't afford. I thought you did your homework. I thought you were prepared. How could you let this happen?
Well, for your information, I didn't let this happen. I made it happen. Okay? I knew the salesman was a sleaze, so I dealt with the sales manager. She was really nice.
How much you pay?
I didn't actually buy the car. It's a lease, and the financing is very complicated.
Yeah, I know all about financing. I just put a waffle iron on a layaway.
Well, why don't you explain it to us, Dobber?
Well, once I got her to agree to a generous price on my trade-in, then I had to recalculate everything based on a 5-year lease instead of your standard 3. Then I got her to waive my cap reduction, decrease the mileage limit, amortize the options over the life of the lease, and knock a couple of points off the interest rate.
Wow, Tom, you're great. Hey, come shopping with me after work. I got my eye on a foot massager.
Wait a minute. I don't understand something. You're telling me you can actually afford this car?
Just takes a little know-how, Coach.
Are you all ready to order lunch, Coach Fox?
Yeah.
Where are we ordering from?
Baroni's. I'm going to have the steak sandwich, the baked potato, and chocolate cake.
I think I have a chicken pot pie, a broccoli with cheese and apple pie, a la mode. And see if they'll put some ice cream on that.
And you, Dobber?
How much is the small green salad?
$2.35.
I'll have that. Blue cheese dressing?
That's 50 cents extra.
House dressing?
Dob, you need to borrow some money?
No, I do not. I'm perfectly fine.
Well, how come that's all you're getting?
I'm not done ordering. Why don't you see if they'll throw in a few crackers?
Hey, and you and Dobber owe me $10 apiece for flowers for Rosemary's birthday.
You got all those flowers for $30?
Well, I didn't get them at a regular store.
Where'd you get them?
The hospital.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Is there something wrong with Dauber's new car?
I don't think so. He's only had it a week.
Well, on my way here, I passed that bus stop near his house, and I saw him getting on the bus.
Bus? Why'd he be riding the bus?
Hmm? Maybe he wanted to meet some girls.
Meet girls on the bus?
Yeah, bus is a great place to meet girls.
He doesn't need to meet girls on the bus. He just bought the sexiest car ever made.
Yeah, well, just a 2-seater. Maybe he wanted to meet a whole lot of girls.
Hey, Coach.
Dobber.
How you doing?
Great. Couldn't be better.
How's the car?
Man, I love it. Nothing else rides like that.
Certainly not the bus.
What?
Didn't I see you getting on the bus this morning?
Yeah, you did.
Why are you taking the bus, Doc?
I happen to have a very good reason. Now that I have such an elite car, I was afraid that I was starting to lose touch with the common man. It'd be a tragedy to let that happen. Hey, what's with the flowers?
It's Rosemary's birthday. We're each chipping in $10.
No, thank you.
What?
I got her my own gift.
What'd you get her?
I didn't get her a gift, but I'm not chipping in either, and I'm not getting her anything. I hate her.
Dobber, you don't hate anybody. What the heck's going on?
Nothing.
Are you out of money?
No, I have money. I'm just trying to save a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's that car, isn't it?
No, it's not the car. I can afford the car. It's just a couple of other things that I didn't count on. Like the insurance, the registration, the gas. I mean, I knew the car would need gas, but I thought I'd get more than 4 miles to the gallon.
Dauber, that car is bleeding you dry.
I don't care. I love that car, and I'll do whatever I have to do to afford it.
Well, you're not even driving it anymore.
That's just one of the things I have to do to afford it.
Dauber, how much are your monthly payments?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, come on, I want to help.
Well, I don't need your help.
Dauber, I am your friend.
Okay, hey, you want to help me? There's something you could do that would really help.
What? Name it, anything.
Can I have a $45,000 raise?
No.
Thanks, you're a big help.
Dauber, I have been trying to help you from the very beginning, but from the beginning you'd be saying you didn't want my help.
Well, how do you think it makes me feel when you're always trying to help me? Well, it's like you think I'm a child or something.
No. You're not a child. You're a nice guy. You're just very gullible. And those aren't bad things, Dauber. Look, I'm the one with the bad things. I got the bad qualities. I'm cynical. I'm hostile. I'm confrontational. I am the perfect guy to deal with car salesmen. And when I need to be really, really, really nice, I'm going to come to you for advice.
Like when?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but when it does, I'm coming to you, son, because I know you're going to be there. Just like I'm going to be there for you.
So, what do you think I should do?
I think you should go back to that dealership and take that car back. I'll go with you.
Oh, I can't go back there. God, it would be humiliating. Those people clap for me.
What else can you do?
I know. You're right. Come on. Let's go.
Okay, which one is she? All right, get your head up. Come on, stand up straight. Now go on over there and talk to her.
Hi, Jean.
Michael, how nice to see you. You look great. How's your new Latoura?
I love it. I mean, I think there might be a problem with it.
Problem? What kind of problem?
It's killing me.
Why don't you come over here and we'll talk about it. Now, can you be a bit more specific as to what's killing you?
The payments. I can't afford it. I don't think you should have sold me that car. I think you took advantage of me.
I'm sorry, but I didn't take advantage of anybody. You asked me if you could test drive that car. You told me you wanted to buy that car.
Well, you should have told me no. I mean, you should have known that I couldn't afford that car.
Don't blame this on me, Michael. If someone comes in here and wants a car, I sell it to them. That's how I make my living. That's how I feed my family.
Those are your kids, huh?
Yeah. Mitchell's 7 and Jenny's 4. And since their father left, I'm all they have.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, you are...
His business manager.
Do you have a name?
No.
So, is there anything at all you can do for me?
Michael, this is against company policy, but it doesn't do my reputation any good to have an unhappy customer. I'll take the car back.
Really?
There will be a substantial penalty payment. How many miles are on the car?
11.
That'll help.
Oh, my God! Oh, this is so great! Thank you! Bless you! I mean, it's been nice to do business with you.
Is the car here?
It's out front.
Why don't you go get the registration and take it to the cashier? Tell them I'll be there in a few minutes.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you. That was really nice of you. My name's Hayden.
Hi, I'm Jean.
Well, I'm sorry things didn't work out.
Well, the Latoura isn't for everyone. Did you get a chance to drive it?
Oh, yeah. Michael let me drive it over here.
Pretty responsive, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty responsive, all right.
Does 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
I think I did it in 3.
You seem to be the kind of man who knows a lot about cars.
Well, I don't like to brag, Gene, but, you know, hey.
Well, then you'll understand this. I almost feel bad when I sell a Latoura to someone who doesn't really know cars. This is a special kind of car for a special kind of person.
Oh, Gene.
So this is the absolute total of all costs, fees, and taxes, right?
Right.
There better not be any surprise payments or hidden charges anywhere.
There aren't, I promise.
Oh, I want the full warranty, and I want it in writing right there.
All right, Mr. Dubinsky, just sign right there, and I'll bring it around for you.
This is the way it's supposed to be.